We are up to Nun Delid Amud Aleph. We're having a discussion in the Mishnah whether you light candles on Friday night. We had a discussion also whether you light Boilei Ma'ali Eish Amitzai Yom Kippur. And we had two opinions. One says you do, and one says you don't. Shabbos might be different because that's when fire was created, but it wasn't created in Kippur. The other one says you do Amitzai Yom Kippur as well because you couldn't have any benefit from Yom Kippur. And now you have benefit from it in your kippur, so therefore you should make a bracha. The Rishonim ask, in fact the Rosh asks as well, why don't we make a bracha every time you see fire? Why only Matzah Yom Kippur? If the vort is Matzah Yom Kippur, you make a bracha because you're enjoying the fire. Why not every time you see fire, you should make a bracha? And he gives a rule, you only make a bracha on things that you enjoy, that your body gets enjoyment out of. And since your body doesn't get enjoyment out of it, you don't make a bracha. And in fact, smelling, we have a pasuk kol hanashama tahaluka. We have a special pasuk in our bracha. You make a bracha for smelling. And Tosis answers, not here but in other places, that any or other shayim, anything that you consume inside your body, you make a bracha, including smell. It's inside your body. Fire and other things, taking a bath, other things which are enjoyable since they're outside, external to your body, you don't make a bracha. So we're up to the Gemara here. The Gemara is Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, and the question is now: when do you make the Boidim Ad Eish Matzoy Shabbos? So we'll start from here. Meisavei. So the last thing we learned was that Rabbi Yefes said in Rabbi Yechanan that you do make a bracha on fire Matzoy Shabbos and on Matzoy Kippur, and that's how people behave. So Meisavei will ask you a question 5 lines on the top. Or you don't make a bracha on fire, Elba Matzoy Shabbos, only on Matzoy Shabbos, Hoyil V'tchilas B'riyasehu, because that's when it was created. Adam created it, we'll soon see. The Kivun Sheroy, and as soon as you see it, Mevorach Miyad, you don't wait till Havdalah, you make the bracha straight away. Abudah, Sayyidina Lakais, you wait for Havdalah. Bam Rabbi Yechon, the Halach is like Abudah. The Halach is like Abudah, and it says here clearly it's only on Matzoy Shabbos, not on Matzoy Kippur. So it's a contradiction. And the same Rabbi Yechon, Leik Kash is not a problem. When it comes to Matzoy Shabbos and all fires, you strike it now, you make a bracha. But it comes to Matzoy Kippur, it depends. If the fire rests on Yom Kippur, so therefore it's a fire that is permitted and it shows you it was forbidden on Yom Kippur, now you can use it, so therefore you make a bracha. But if you strike a match on Matzoy Yom Kippur, you don't make a bracha, but that's why one reason you have a yard sale, let's say you have an existing fire flame from before Yom Kippur. Tony Chod, we learned in one braise. Wood, how you eat him in the 18th fire that comes out of wood, and that was a brand new fire that comes out of the tree, in the Vorchin Olav. You do make a bracha. The Tony Chod, another braise says, Ey, Mavorchin Olav, brand new fire, you don't make a bracha. What's going on here? Lekasha. Can't be Mitzoy Shabbos, and Mitzoy Shabbos, a brand new fire, you make a bracha. Can't be Mitzoy Kippur, and Mitzoy Kippur, only if it's an existing flame. Rebbe Mefazan, Rebbe used to scatter the brachas around when he saw fire, he made a bracha. He didn't necessarily wait for Havdalah, and Abkhiyah Mekansan Khi brought it all together when it came to Havdalah. He made it on a cup. Even though Rebbe used to make the bracha as soon as he saw it, Chayzer V'Sidin Alakais. He would repeat the brachas again on a cup. So first, when they brought him Psalmim Mishul, let's say, he made bracha Psalmim so far, he made bracha on fire. And then, when he came home again, I mean Havdalah, he would bring it all back together again, so that they also should be Yaitzah. So it seems from here, that Boidi Mori Eish as well. Not everyone makes their own bracha. The person who makes Abdullah makes a bracha, and everybody else is Yaitse with that bracha, just like on Psamim. The Ub Matzah Shabbos says, whatever. Ub Matzah Shabbos, you tell me, fire was created Matzah Shabbos. That's what you're telling me, and that's why we make Boidi Mori Eish. But Tanya, didn't we learn? Nasorot, Dvorim, Nivro Shabbos. 10 things were created before Shabbos. Be'nash Moshe's Elu, Hainiza, the well of Miriam that supplied them water for 40 years, the Haman and the Mon, the Keshes and the Rainbow, Ksav, Rashi makes two pshatim Ksav. One pshat Ksav is how to read the letters, but he discounts it, he dislikes it. He says just the shape of the letters. And Umichtav, the first pshat Rashi says Michtav is the shape of the letters. But the Rashi's second pshat is Michtav is the implement you use to write. Haluchas and luchas, the kibrus of Moshe. Moshe made his cave and nobody knew where it was. Ma'arash amad by Moshe Leo, the cave that Moshe Rabbeinu stood in. Hashem said, "Let me pass by. You can see my back behind me, not in front of me." And Eliyahu also was hiding in a cave, Psichas Piyas, and the donkey of Bilam that opened its mouth. And Psichas Piyaretz, Livlo Yasa Rishayim, and opening the ground to swallow Kedach. The Rishayim have a hard time understanding some of these things are miraculous. And the Rambam writes in Pirkei Avos that all miracles were already put into, like we have a Medrash, that Eish made it tonight with the Yam, so I'm creating you on the condition that you open up when I need to. So the Rambam learned that all miracles from the beginning of time already was put into the Teva, and they opened up. Others disagree. But the Rishon of Heart and saying some of these things, you know, are not miraculous. You know, the rainbow, that's a Teva Dika thing. Why did it have to be created Friday by Nashmashas? Or a cave in a mountain. Why did it have to be a specific cave to be created for Friday Benesh Mashas? Every mountain, you know, mountains have caves. And then later on in the month as well, you'll soon see Mechem is the name of his father, Af Ha'ur O'Safayir. Safayir was created by the Eibishter on Friday. V'ha'peret, and the mule was created by the Eibishter. Not like Lashon HaChumash was created by mankind. Rabbi Yeshiyam, Mamshim Avish, the name of his father, Af Ha'ayil, also the ram from Avram Avinu, which again the Rishayim have a hard time understanding. Why did it have to be created on Friday? Could have been any ram. The Hashamir, now that makes sense. It's a miracle, that little worm that could split open a stone, make a fissure in the stone so that they can use it in the base of Migdash, because you're not allowed to use metal, lesotah or barzel, to break things. And you also don't want it to be missing. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Af Hatzeves, he says, also tongues. Because Hayyimer, he used to say, Tzafsa, but Tzafsa, the only way to make tongues is by putting in the fire to melt the metal, but the only way to hold it in the fire is by having another pair of tongues in your hand to hold it together. So the very first tongue, how did that happen? But Tzafsa Kamaisa Manovet, who created the very first tongue? Halaberi Lishmayim, must be God created. Umbele, those who disagree with him said, no. Efshe Yasene Betfus, V'yekavena Kivim, why can't you make a form and, you know, make a shape of a tongue? Pour this hot molten, you know, metal into it, and it'll come out of the shape of a tongue. You don't need another tongue in the first instance. So highly berry b'day adam. So anyway, the truth is, what we see from all this, that it's a berry b'day adam. You see from me that while that old was created by man, and you tell him, so therefore it's created by man, the tongue. So getting back to our original question, is you're telling me that fire was created by Adam? It says clearly here it was created on Friday. It says the Gemara with different fires. Look, Kasha, Habi Urdi Don. Our fire was created on Matzah Shabbos by Adam. Habi Urdi Gehenim. There's talking about the fire of Gehenim that was created before Shabbos. It says the Gemara, Urdi Don Matzah Shabbos again better Shabbos. It says the Gemara, Urdi Gehenim better Shabbos every day. Are you telling me that the fire of Gehenim was created Friday? No, it wasn't. It was created earlier. At the time we learned Shiva Dvar Nivra Kodesh V'Olam. Seven things was created before Hashem created the world. Elohim Toda Utshuva. We'll soon see how we know Gan Eden, Gehenim. So we see Gehenim was great before creation, not on Friday. Kisei HaKavod, the royal throne, Hashem's throne, based on Migdash. Ushmoy Shal Mashiach. We already had him talking of him based as well. Of him and Al. When we're talking about Mashiach, we'll say the name of Mashiach. And so on. Toida, the Sivit says, Hashem Konani Reish Darka. Abish acquired me. I'm the very first of things that he made. In other words, in his way. So Toida is number one. Shuvah d'chsiv, it says, but tedim holim yilodu, before the mountains were even created, d'chsiv, it says, next pasuk, toshivenesh adaka. A person should come back adaka until he's so thin, but tedim shuvah ne'odam, and it will say, come back. So see, shuvah was created even before creation. Gan Eden, d'chsiv, ayit, Hashem alakim, gan be'eden, mekedem, mekedem means earlier, it was even kedem in the east, but also mean earlier, all in the beginning. Gehenem, what about Gehenem, d'chsiv, it says, ki oruch me'etmoim, Tafta. He already organized him before Tafta. And this is before the world was created. Tafta, so Rashi explained, what does that do to Gehenim? Tafta is the word seduced. Anyone who listens to the Yetzer Hara is seduced by the Yetzer Hara, falls into this place. Kisei Kovid, it's a major receiver. Kisei Kovid, Morim, Merishin. By Kisei HaKavod, it says that the Kisei HaKavod, as David just chair, is Morim, in addition, is higher than anything else. And Makom Yerushalayim, it's also the place where the base of Mikdash is. So we see they're both created before the world. Shmoy Shel Mashiach, it says, Yehi Shmoy L'Olam, that his name should be forever, Lifnei Shemesh, before even the sun was created. And Yanon Shmoy. Oh, I just lost the place. Yanon Shmoy, and his name is Yanon. So what do we see from all of this? So we see that Gehenna was created before creation. Amri will say, before the sun, his name was already there. So Luchayda, but you see that Gehenna existed before. What do you think was created on Friday? The space where Gehenna was supposed to be, that was created before the world was created. The fire of Gehenna was created on Friday. Says the Gemara, you tell me fire of Gehenna was created on Friday. But time we learn Rishon Yomer, Ur Shebor Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Sheni B'Shabbos. It says that the fire Hashem created on Monday, Ein L'Kviyah La'Olam, will never be destroyed. So it sounds like it was created on Monday, not on Friday. What do you mean? Which fire doesn't get destroyed? It's again, Shneimar says the pasuk, the Oyotsu, they went out. They saw Pigra and Noshim. They saw the corpses of these people who died. Hapoishim, they rebelled against me. Kitolatem loitamus. Kitolatem full of worms and they're decomposing. Loitamus, they will not die. Veishom loitichben, the fire will never ever be extinguished. And we're talking about Gehenna. And that was all happened on Monday. Why doesn't it say Kitoiv? On Monday, every day the creation, it says Kim Kitoiv. Not on Monday. Because Gehenna was fire was created. They didn't want to say the word Kitoiv. Even though it doesn't say Kitoiv on Monday, it was repeated on Friday. So we see that Gehenna was created on Monday. So we have two things. Gehenna was created before the world was created. Gehenna was created on Monday. It must be the fire of Gehenna was created on Monday. And here it says, you don't say Kitoiv because of Gehenna. In other places it says because that's when the waters parted and that's Machlekes, which is really one and the same. El Chalala, this is what it says. The Chalala, the space of Gehenna, Kaidim Shim Ra'alam, was created before. V'ur day and his fire, B'Sheni B'Shabbos, on Monday. No, so what's the difference between Friday and Matzoy Shabbos? You say Matzoy Shabbos fire was created. We learned before the Brisa was on Friday. The Ur Yudom, when it comes to our fire, the Machshava Olalib Bodav Shabbos, Abish intended on Friday ready to create fire. But Lepoyev, Lenivra Ad Matzoy Shabbos, but once it physically created, he gave the intuition to Adam to rub two stones together, was on Matzoy Shabbos. Two things Hashem intended to create before Shabbos, didn't come into existence until Matzoy Shabbos. Over Matzoy Shabbos, Noshna Kodesh Baruch Hu Day Ba'adam Rishon, Matzoy Shabbos, Hashem inspired Adam Me'ein Dug Mishom Maila, that he should learn what it means to create, similar to what the Eibush created. The Eibush gave him intuition to create. The Eibush Ne'avani brought together two stones. The Tochnan Zubazu grounded them against each other. The Yotzman Ur and fire came out. The Havi and Shtei Behemoth, he brought two animals. According to this, it's actually Adam who did this. He brought two animals, the Hirkezu Bezu, and he crossbred them, and the Yotzeman petted, and the mule came forth. So these two were inspired by the Eibishter. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon says, no, when it comes to fire, I agree with you. So in other words, because fire was created Matzoy Shabbos, we make a bracha b'yimei de'esh every Matzoy Shabbos. Because during the week, we sort of create, we manipulate nature. And the first thing that mankind did to manipulate nature was making fire. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Pered, when it comes to a mule, it wasn't Adam Arishon who was inspired to do it, but actually, it took place in the times of Anna. Shenemar, it says that who Anna, it says these are children of Tzivon, it says Aya and Anna. Then it says, this is the Anna that found the Yemim, the mules, in the Midbar. Who Anna? Shematzah Yemim Midbar. He is the Anna that found the mules in the Midbar when he was out there with the donkeys working for his father, Tzivon. So those who dash a difficult psukim, I mean, say that Anna apostle, Anna personally was a mamzer, and therefore he created mamzer and brought mamzer into the world. He brought an apostle to the world. How was he an apostle? Because his father was his brother. His father, Tzivon, had relations with his daughter, and they gave birth to a child called Anna. Tzivon had a relation with his mother and gave birth to Anna. So therefore, Tzivon was Anna's father. and he was his brother because they shared the same mother. Where is it? Shneimar says, Eile, how do I know that? Because in those days, that's how it was. Eile b'nei Seir ha-chayri, these are the children of Seir of Chayri. And it says there, Tzivan and Anna. Anna is counted as the children of b'nei Seir. And Tzivan, so we see they were brothers. And then before it says that he found the donkey, he was working on the donkeys and taking it to pasture for Tzivan, his father. So his father was his brother. And another one that we had was actually, that the text he brings over here, was that, that from here we learn out that b'nei banim kibanim. That Anna was actually a grandson, and we learn now that it's called the son because we learn from here that his grandsons are called sons. So different Agumari here. Anyway, so we can, somehow or another we can learn both. Says the Gemara further. So we see clearly that mules were created by somebody who himself was possum. It says Ela ben Tzivan va'ayevon Ela malamich v'tzino limo v'ha'ilu mena Anna. That Tzivan had a relation with his mother and gave birth to Anna. Well, what to prove? Did Matre Anna have it? Maybe there were two Annas. That doesn't really prove anything. It could be other reason made the mule and he wasn't Psul Anna, and there were two different Annas. There was an Anna who was a son, and there was an Anna who was a grandson. Omar Rabba says, no, I'll prove to you that answer is no good. Because I'm going to say something right now. The Shavar Malka, that someone is equal to royalty, like Amna didn't say it. Umana, who was he referring to when he said royalty? Shmuel, because Shmuel was an expert dying. He knew all the laws of money matters, and everybody came to him, and Allah was like him when it comes to dinim against Rav. And he doesn't know this. Or Ikid Amina Papa made the comment. Aminim is, I will give an answer. The Shavu Malcolm, the royal family, give it. And who is he referring to when he said royal family? Umana Rava. Amakra, the posse clearly says, who Anna? This is the same Anna. It says, these are children of Tzivan, Aye Anna. And this is the Anna that found the mules in the wilderness working for his father. What do you mean, who Anna? This is the same Anna. Who Anna the Mikara? This is the Anna we mentioned previously, being the son of Bnei Seir. Talking about things that were created before creation. Tell them what I learned. Asara Dvarim. 10 things. Nibu better shall create Friday, Ben Ashmash, Be'eluhain. These are there. Be'el. The Be'er of Miriam and Mon, Rikeshes, and the bow, Haksav, as you said before. Either Ksav means the names of the letters, which Rashi doesn't like, but rather the shape of the letters, by Michtav, the implements to write letters with, by Luchis, Kivre Shel Moshe, the cave of Moshe, which is miraculous, no one knows where it is, Uma'arash Amid by Moshe Leo, Psichat Piyosan, opening the mouth of the donkey, which is miraculous, Psichat Piyosan, opening the ground of the letters, Shoyim. The Yeshem, those who say, Af Makle Shal Aaron, the stick, the staff of Aaron, Shukadeh, its almonds, Brecher, and its blossom, already that was created from the beginning of time. The Yeshem, those who say, Af HaMazikin, those who say, also the Mazikin. Now, interesting, it's brought down in Mefarsh that the Yeshem created right before Ben HaShemoshes, but he stopped creating on Shabbos, and his Mazikin, he started creating him to become people. But he didn't finish it, so therefore they remain sort of in between. And we'll have in the Gemara Chagiga that Shadim on three things similar to a Malach, three things similar to a human, they're sort of created like halfway, midway point. That's what the Mazikin are. Yeshem also say, Avbigdo
Shal... Can I ask a question here?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, but we brought a Braisa a little bit higher up in the page, also Asar Dvarim Shenivru Ben Hashemoshes, and we listed different things. So why didn't we compare this Braisa at that point and say, I have a different Braisa, says different?
In the
top of the page, we had Asar Dvarim.
The Braisa before says exactly the same thing as this Braisa here. It's the Yesh Oimim that are different. So before we brought, Ram Nechemia name his father, Rabbi Yoshi, about the Ayol and the Shami, these were the other opinions. So this Bryce is continuing with more other opinions, but the Tanakhama is exactly the same in both Bryces. The same 10
right,
things.
You had
Ayel and Shamir, which was different than what you have over here, true.
So why not in the top of the page contrast and say, Echa ba'ander, but I've got different Bryces, it's different.
Yeah, but you don't even need that. In the top of the page, you already had the Tanakhama, who did not mention fire, did not mention mule. The Gemara could have answered, we follow the Tanakhama that the fire was not created Ben HaShemoshes, it was created in Motzei Shabbos. The Gemara is trying to work out according to everybody. So, because we're only bothered on the Chemin B'Shum Aviv. Right? The reason why Brother Bryce is about fire, you say Motzei Shabbos, it was created before, created Erev Shabbat Ben HaShemoshes. So that was only Rav Nechemia in the name of his father. He's adding. So the Gemara could have answered, well, the Tanakhama maybe argues. The Gemara decided to answer that what we do today, we follow everybody. That's what he's basically saying. And Kubi the Gemara understood Tanakhama is not really arguing, he's just these people are just adding things. So whatever you'll answer there, say same here. Yes, I'm mazikin. Yes, I'm a big doish l'marishon. They're just adding, not necessarily arguing. The beged of Adam Rishon, Rashi says, had on it images of every single living creature, and it was given over to Nimrod, and that's why Nimrod was called the Gibber Tzayid. That's how they attracted animals. And Esav killed Nimrod in order to confiscate this particular kind of a jacket, because it was unbelievable. It attracted animals, seeing themselves on his coat. They thought, you know, there was some kind of kinship there. And that's how he was able to hunt animals and catch them all. And that's the beged of Adam Rishon. And that's what, you know, Rivka gave to Yaakov, the beged Chamudas, a special beged from Nimrod that came all the way from Adam Rishon. Rashi says it. However, he heard another pshat. That beged Rishon means when he came thrown out, about to be evicted from Gan Eden, the Abishim miraculously gave him to wear out of, you know, palm leaf that it was, or date, and that's what it was. Tanu learn shivud varim mechutzim ne adam elu, and there are something concealed from mankind that we don't really know where they are. Yoy mamisa, the day a person will die. Even David HaMelech, Mor Shabbos, was asking Hashem when he'll die, he wasn't told. Yoyim hanuchama, the day when all these tzaddas will end. We're not told exactly when that is. I guess because one of the reasons, says in the Farshim, is because then you won't daven anymore. If you know that in a week, 2 weeks, it's going to end, so why bother davening? Wait till it's over. And also, maybe the reason why you don't know is part of the punishment that you should suffer a little bit. And if you know that's going to finish in a month or 2 months, you don't even feel the pain so much. And pain is part of the punishment, so we don't know. The oimek hadin, nor do we understand sometimes exactly the why, you know, the Abishad does certain things, and we don't really understand how people work. We judge people very much on the external. Nobody knows what his friend is doing. No one knows what his friend is doing. But Rashi likes better oimek hadin. He's talking about the future. We know what exactly the Abishad has in mind. Take, for example, what happened in the last 12 months. Literally, what's going on? What is the message behind this? No one knows. Nobody knows what his friend is thinking. No one knows what particular panosa he's going to be successful on. And therefore, you have to try different things. Because if you know exactly what panosa he was successful on, and then everybody will, let's say, has similar things, then everyone will do the same thing, and the world can continue. We need people doing this, we need people doing that. So everyone has to try their own. And some people will succeed, some won't, because they won't be doing what they were meant to be doing. And when Mashiach will come, no one knows exactly when Mashiach will come. And the terrible kingdoms who commit such atrocities against Bnei Yisrael, when will it come to an end once and for all? Gimel Dvarim, three things. Olam Machshav Libor, three things that Yisrael made in mind to create. Three things the Abishah had in mind to create, and Ivim Le Olu Dinu Shalom. The Abishah didn't have in mind to create it; he should have. And what the world needs these things to, in order to exist. One is as follows. One is that a corpse, that a person that passes away, the body decomposes. Otherwise, people will, every time somebody that dear to them passes away, they won't bury them, they'll just leave them there, and they'll stay there forever to remember, and he'll always remember his pain. And Abishah made a thing that after 12 months, a person forgets slowly the mace, he doesn't feel live a life of pain. And that tfuah should be, you know, it's called planned obsolescence. Otherwise, the rich will hoard all the food, won't be anything left for the poor. Or I won't make any more business in the world. If everything is, you know, why farm? We'll farm 1 year and you'll have enough food for the next 25 years. Abishah also said that we shouldn't only use barter, we should use money, and that money should always be able to be in circulation. I'm not sure why Abishah had to create that idea and why people in themselves, human convention, couldn't have done that. But anyway, the other things are all, you know, things that Abishah had to do. Okay, next mission, we'll continue about Minhagim. Mokum Shinogu, now we're talking about Tishbav. Mokum Shinogu, when you have, there are certain fast days, if let's say there's a drought or something and we fast, they're very strict. We don't work as well as we don't eat 24 hours. Tishbav, in a way, is similar to that, but no. Mokum Shinogu, a lot of work on Tishbav, but if the meaning is not to work on Tishbav, if the meaning is to work on Tishbav, if the meaning is not to work, you don't work. But Tamil Chomim don't have to work on Tishbav. Rishbag says, not just Tamil Chomim. Could they have to feel the pain of the of losing the Beis Hamikdash? Lo oylem yasa adam atzmai tam chacham. Everyone should behave as if they're tam chacham. Amar Shmuel Zashmuel. Ain't tainat tzibah, but the whole idea of a tainat tzibah for a drought does not exist in Babel, because they didn't have droughts. They didn't have, they had a lot more rain than Eretz Yisrael, and Yisrael there were constant droughts, and they had all the strictness of a proper fast. Ela Tisha B'Av Levad, the only fast that they had, you know, we only for 24 hours, and so on and so forth, Tisha B'Av. So the member that sounds like the Sova Shmuel holds, the Tisha B'Av, Bein Hashmosha Shalei Asa, the Tisha B'Av is like these tiniest tzibah for rain, which is that even twilight, when it's a suffix, whether it's nighttime or not, we should also have to fast. You shouldn't eat anymore, and Rashi said maybe even work, because a suffix were machmer like any other tiny tzibah. So Shmuel compares Tisha B'Av to tiniest tzibah. Saying about Shmuel, Tisha B'Av Benish Moshe Lemut, but Shmuel himself said that's mutter. Rechi Temig in answer makes Sava Shmuel called tiniest tzibah Benish Moshe Lemut, and maybe he holds that every tiniest tzibah Benish Moshe is permitted. No, but not now. We learn Oichlin v'Shoisin b'Boed Yom, only during the day. Lemut in my love, Lemut Benish Moshe. So the Chayyim Shmuel holds that all tiniest tzibah you fast Benish Moshe. So how can Shmuel say that Tisha B'Av you don't have to fast Benish Moshe? No, maybe all other fasts also you don't start until it's definitely night. When it says by day, it means but not at night. Wasn't referring to Bein HaShemoshes. Neymar, Messiah, I'll even bring a proof. A suffix is mutter, so Bein HaShemoshes is permitted. But you're allowed to eat. My sveikim mutter l'chayda. What does it mean sveikim mutter? It means la ben hashmashes. It means twilight. Lo, no. Kedam shabedavidi l'kviya diyarche. When no, maybe Tisha B'Av also you're not allowed to eat ben hashmashes. What does it mean a suffix mutter? If you don't know what day of the month it is, you're not sure. You personally are not sure. In other words, so we don't fast 2 days. We don't fast Yom Kippur 2 days either. But let's say on Yom Kippur, Bezin made a day, but you personally don't know. Then you have to fast both days. Or other Rishonim say Bezin itself made a psak, but it was Bein HaShemoshes, and they don't know what time it was. Was it daytime or nighttime? Then they have to keep 2 days in Kippur. But Tisha B'Av, you never have to keep 2 days. But maybe Bein HaShemoshes Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av is permitted, and maybe Tainan Tzibur also permitted. Dorash Rav, Rav Adashin, Ubrei, so Menikas, Misanas, they have to fast in Yom Kippur, in Tisha B'Av, Umashlimit, but they have to complete it, even though it's difficult, Kederach, so Misanas, Umashlimit, being Kippur, in Tisha B'Av, it's very strict, they have to do like Yom Kippur. Ubein HaShemosh is like awesome, and Rav says, Bein HaShemosh is not like Shmuel, that's mutter, it's awesome. Echonomash, Rav Yechon also holds, so we have an argument, Shmuel holds Bein HaShemosh of Tisha B'Av is mutter, and Rav Yechon says it's awesome, and Allah Rav Yechon. Says, you know, Rav Yechon said that, when Rav Yechon Tisha B'Av ain't a Ketanet Tzibur, Rav Yechon clearly said Tisha B'Av is different than a Tainet Tzibur, which sounds like, my Lord, Bein HaShemosh, the Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to eat Bein HaShemosh. Says, you know, no, Melacha. All of the Tainet Tzibur, you're not allowed to work, but on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to work. Malacha Tani says right here now Mishnah. If your minigas to work, you work. So the Chayyim says clearly in our Mishnah here that you're allowed to work technically on Tisha B'Av. What do I need Rabbi Yechon to say that? But Phil Rashbag, even Shimon Lilu, who encourages everyone to follow the way of the Talmid Chacham, all he's saying is that if you don't work, it's not a bad thing. You don't look like you're conceited. But nobody says you're not allowed to work. So the Chayyim says clearly here in our Mishnah, you're allowed to work on Tisha B'Av. What in the world is Rabbi Yechon adding? So therefore, what Rabbi Yochanan said that Tisha B'Av is not like a tiny tzibah l'chayr. It's not talking about work. It's talking about Bein HaShemoshes. So see, Rabbi Yochanan clearly holds that Bein HaShemoshes is permitted on Tisha B'Av. Someone said no. You know what he means when he said any tiny tzibah? Not for Bein HaShemoshes. L'tfilas n'ilah. Tiny tzibah you daven an extra davening like Yom Kippur, but not on Tisha B'Av. Says him, why not? Well, Rabbi Yochanan personally said, "Well, levai she's followed the moel kol yom kubi having more brachas." Rabbi Yochanan said, "Halavai a person should daven all day long." Of course you can daven all along, you want to add more tefillahs, but that's voluntary. But in Tainet Tzibur, you have to. That's the difference between Tisha B'Av. But really, when it comes to eating, you're not allowed to eat Bein HaShemoshes by Tisha B'Av. Another answer is mine. When Rabbi Yechon said that Tisha B'Av is different than all other Tainet Tzibur, like Esi Vabbo, Ashmanesa is only 18 brachas, not like a Tainet Tzibur. At least add 6 more brachas, willing more tainas on those fast days, public fast days for rain. Papa says, no, let's go back to the beginning. He's talking about Bein HaShemoshes. If it's Bein HaShemoshes, it sounds like first Rabbi Yechon says you're not allowed to eat Tisha B'Av. Then he says that it's different than all other fasts. It's Bein HaShemoshes. How can you reconcile the two? Well, he says it's not Ketanet Tzibur. Eina Kedushin is Ela Kecharonin. He meant to be Machmer. It's not like the first three Tainas that they're Bein HaShemoshes. You know, when you fast, there's a number of fast days. The first three, you're allowed to eat Bein HaShemoshes. It's only the last set of it still hasn't started raining, then it gets stricter, and then you don't eat benesh mushes. And that's what he meant. It's not like the first fast, it's like the last ones, which means you're not allowed to eat benesh mushes. So Rabbi Yechon holds you're not allowed to eat benesh mushes of Tisha B'Av, versus Shmuel holds you're allowed to, and Allah Rabbi Yechon. El Achrem Vasu is forbidden. Meshel has a question, ain't bein Tisha B'Av, there's no difference. Let's say, also, say, mutter, that Tisha B'Av, the suffix is mutter, my, sveike mutter, what does it mean, suffix mutter? Lav benesh mushes shaloi, that you are allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av during twilight. But Rav Shmuel Ravidi, lo, he looked free. Yachlo, we answered before. He's talking about if you don't know which day of the month it is, Tisha B'Av, what do you call it? We are lenient. Not like Yom Kippur, you personally don't know. You have to strict or Tanya Tzibur. But everything else, so you're saying in every other respect they're equal, not just that you're not allowed to eat benesh mushes, but everything else is exactly the same. So let me ask a question. So Mesayed, this is the Chodesh supports our Beloza, and Beloza also reminds Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to put your fingers, you're not allowed to wash your hands at Tisha B'Av, let's even Negevaser, Kederach Sha'asa Lahoyshir as boy, you can put it just like in your kippur. You're not allowed to wash your knuckles, you're not allowed to wash further. In other words, in every respect, Tisha B'Av is exactly like Yom Kippur, that you're not allowed to wash or anything else. Meisrei. And the only difference is kviyat yarcha. Meisrei, I'll ask you a question. Ain't bein Tisha B'Av the tainat tzibur. She says, "Osa basim lochin." I'll do work. V'zeh muta yehi. A lot of work. But makim shenoga with the meaning is halachol devreim zeh v'zeh shavin. So what's Tisha B'Av like? Not like Yom Kippur, but it's like a tainat tzibur. And what do we know about a tainat tzibur? The gabat tainat tzibur tamir lo kisha amru osa b'lechitzel amru kol gufay avapon yiragoloy a tainat tzibur. You're allowed to wash your hands and face. You're not washing. You don't take a shower. You're allowed to wash your hands and face. On Yom Kippur, you can't even wash your hands and face. So you tell me, is Tisha B'Av like Yom Kippur, that you're not allowed to wash anything, only your knuckles? Or is it like a tiny tzibi, you're allowed to wash your entire hand? Amar HaPapa, Amar HaPapa, Tana, Kula Tana. When it says, Ein Bein, he was trying to be lenient. When it says, there's no difference between Tisha B'Av and what do you call Yom Kippur, regarding Sveikai, and here it says, Tisha B'Av is by Tana Tzibur, it's from my work. But the Brises are not talking about the chumras of Tisha B'Av, and therefore, talking about the leniency. Tisha B'Av is a leniency over the other tainism that you're allowed to work and other tainism you're not allowed to. But there's a chumran Tisha B'Av. The Brises wasn't out to tell you the chumras. The chumran Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to wash your hands. Yom Kippur is, and Tisha B'Av is exactly the same, you only wash to your knuckles. Go quickly go before we close off. The Tana Kama says the Tana Chacham should not work on Yom Tisha B'Av. And Shimon Gamliel says it's a good idea. Everybody behave like Tana Chacham. Nobody's going to think that you're arrogant. Says Gemara, the member you want to say the Rashbag Sava leChashin. We're not worried leYura to be of being arrogant. And the Rabbanu Sava, Rabbanu hold that Chashin leYura. We are worried about being arrogant. But Yivcha Shaminu, we learned Gemara Baruch is exactly the opposite. That now we learned Chosin, the night of the wedding, because you cannot really concentrate. The question is, should you be reading Krishna? Because you can't really have intent, the right kavana. Im Yirtzel Likas Krishna Laidishin Koyde. So the first time it says, but if he wants to be like a Talmud Chacham and he thinks that he could have kavana, even though he's all excited, let him. No, but Tanakama holds you could behave like a Talmud Chacham. Anybody can. And Rav Shmuel says, Loi Kol Aritzel Hashem Yitzel. No, you can't. You can't aspire to be a Talmud Chacham if you're not. Exactly the opposite of what says our Mishnah. Om Rabbi Yechon, you're right. Muchlef es Hashita, swap the names around. Rav Shisha v'Ravidi, Om Aloy Teifel, do not swap them around. The Rabbanon, Krishma is very different than Tisha B'Av. Rabbanon, another question. Hoch, over here, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, Kivin Kuli Amma Avnav, everybody's working, V'Iyu Loy Avid, and you're not working, Mechzik Yoda, you look like you're arrogant, that you think that you're special. You're Talmud Chacham. Abul Hasam over there. Kuli Amikari. Everyone else is reading Shema. If you join them, it doesn't look so bad. V'yun Amikari. Also reading Shema. Le'mechze Kiyur. It doesn't look like you're bragging or being arrogant. The Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Shimon lo Kasha. Also Rab Shimon is not a question. Hasam over there by Krishma to be in a Kavana. You need to have the right intention. Vanan Sadi. We are convinced the Le'motzi Kavani Daiti. Nobody can have the right Kavana. So Mechze Kiyur. It looks like you're being arrogant. Avlhoch over here, Le'mechze Kiyur. Over here, you're not working. Does it mean that you're a tzaddik? Maybe you're just lazy, or maybe you don't have a job. Amri, people will assume, Melach with the Lesley. He doesn't have work. Pukhali, go outside. Kamon Batlon, Igor Sugar. How many people are there lazy who don't want to work? So it doesn't necessarily mean that he's arrogant. So that's pshat. So that finishes that kind of mockum. So we're continuing with a few more minhagim that we'll find around the place till we finish this particular page. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.